This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Two killed and seven others injured in Okhaldunga Jeep mishap. Dr. Arju Rana Deva urges Election Commission to manage electoral quotas for women based on proportional inclusion. And U.S. President Joe Biden accuses Russian President Vladimir Putin of genocide in Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. Two people have died and seven others sustained injuries in a Bolero Jeep accident in Okhaldunga district this morning. District Police Office Okhaldunga identified the deceased as Police Constable Bhupendra Karki and Police Constable Manik Rajbangshi, who were on board the ill-fated Jeep. The Jeep, heading towards Biratnagar from Cholukumbu, met with an accident at Mane Bhanjang 6, Bhadare Khola. According to the police, all the victims were police personnel on their way to Biratnagar, the capital of province number 1, from Cholukumbu. Police added that the injured are undergoing treatment locally and critical ones are airlifted to Kathmandu for further treatment. Nepali Congress leader Dr. Arju Rana Deva has urged the Election Commission to manage electoral quotas for women on the basis of proportional inclusion, stating that the Election Commission does not have any authority to breach Article 38(4) of the Constitution. She urged it to correct its decision on the subject of electoral candidacy for the poll. For the Election Commission has provisioned that a political party should prioritize women's representation in any one position of the chief and deputy chief or chair or vice chair at local levels while nominating election candidates. Dr. Deva argued while taking to a social side that this provision goes against Article 38(4) of the Constitution, which guarantees women's right to participate in all bodies of the state on the basis of proportional inclusion. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has urged the Chief Electoral Officer and Electoral Officers to fulfill the obligation of holding the local level elections on May 13th in a sensitive manner. He stressed the need to make the local elections fair, free and economical at a training program for provincial trainers on election operation and management organized by the Election Commission in Biratnagar today. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Shashi Shrestha informed that the Land Commission has distributed land ownership cards to 106 households from the Musahar settlement of Dudhauli in Sindhuli district by giving special priority to landless and Dalits as provided in the Constitution. At a press conference held at the ministry today on the occasion of the 100th anniversary of the commencement of written registration, it was informed that the efforts have been made to improve the sector of land administration by establishing land registration in 1978, Bikram Sambat. The ruling Nepali Congress is holding a Central Work Education Committee meeting today. Chief Secretary at the Central Party Office, Krishna Prasad Paudil, said the meeting will be held at the Central Party headquarters in Sanipa and will dwell on the issues to be incorporated into the manifesto. The Manifesto Preparation Committee for the Local Level Elections 2022, led by Nepali Congress General Secretary Gagan Thapa, is currently working on the election manifesto in consultation with experts from various fields. The Nepali Congress is making preparation to make the public The Nepali Congress is making preparations to make public the election manifesto on April 24th. The local level election is set to be held on May 13th. The Calendar Determination Committee will seek clarifications from 12 calendars for publishing without permission from the committee. Publishing calendars without approval from the committee is subject to punishment as per the directive approved by the cabinet meeting on 4th of January 2021. Committee Executive Director Surya Prasad Dhungel said the first meeting of the committee decided to seek clarifications orally from the calendars in question in the first phase. So far, a total of 14 Patro and 800 wall calendars were permitted for publication for 2079 Bikram Sambat. Committee officials said over 50 calendars have taken approval from the committee for publication on a daily basis. As in previous years, a yak festival is taking place at Phalelung Rural Municipality of Pasthar District on the occasion of the Nepali New Year 2079 Bikram Sambat. organized with the goal of promoting tourism in the highland areas and preserving the biodiversity with the promotion of the yak herding culture. The festival kicks off today and will continue till April 17th. It is held at Charrate of Phalelung Rural Municipality 4. The secretary of the festival organizing main committee, Sunil Bantaba, said the main features of the festival are the yak show, exhibition of dairy products made from yak milk and other articles found in the high mountain region, and the Yak Gold Cup Championship. The organizers said that this time around 500 yaks would be on a show at a single spot. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Brief rain and thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places in the hilly regions of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 17.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 28.8 degrees Celsius. At present, there is a general influence of local winds as well as westerly winds in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Joe Biden has accused his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin of committing genocide in Ukraine. Biden had previously described Putin as a war criminal, drawing a rebuke from Moscow, but this is the first time he has used the word genocide to describe events in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has praised U.S. President Joe Biden's remarks that Russia committed genocide in Ukraine. Likewise, Ukrainian President Zelensky has said that Russian forces have faced irreparable losses since the invasion began 48 days ago. Russia's initial plan of storming the Ukrainian capital Kiev when the war started on 24th of February was stalled after its troops suffered heavy losses. Russian forces have now fully withdrawn from around the capital Kiev and are building their military forces in the eastern regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. At least 53 people have been killed in landslides and floods after tropical storm Meggy devastated the Philippines. Rescue crews were still seeking to find survivors in flooded villages today, digging through mud and wading through chest-high water. Officials, however, said the death toll from Sunday's natural disaster is only expected to climb. The Philippines National Disaster Agency has also reported deaths in the southern Davao region, Mindanao, and central Negros Orientals province. Authorities say more than 100,000 people in southern and eastern Philippines islands have been affected by the storm. Many fled their homes to shelters or higher ground on Sunday when the storm, known locally as Agatan, hit the archipelago with winds of up to 65 kilometers per hour. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Two killed and seven others injured in Ukhaldunga jeep mishap. Dr. Arju Rana Dewa urges Election Commission to manage electoral quotas for women based on proportional inclusion. And U.S. President Joe Biden accuses Russian President Vladimir Putin of genocide in Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.